The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Around Your Questions. So 582, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight, I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
Right, we have returned with another one, and right now, it's just the four of us. I don't know where the other heads are. And just fair warning, it might be a short show. We only got three questions. But if somebody does show up, I'll just repeat the questions. We can extend this shit. But yeah, because there's only four questions, this is going to be full participation from everybody, you know, with these questions. And the first one is, and I kind of wish Chris was here because he could explain the business side of it. But this one's interesting because this was a rumor that started around Friday and now it's confirmed. GameStop wants to buy eBay. Lego Bro wants to know what will happen and what will happen, you know, if that does go down and how will that affect gamers? I don't know how it would affect gamers. I'm more thinking about how would it affect, you know, regular eBay people, you know? Like, what the fuck is GameStop going to do to potentially ruin that? Because eBay's been going on forever. Like, when I first started the internet, like in the late 90s, eBay was around, you know? So that's kind of my main concern, Manny. I'm like, what the fuck's going to happen with eBay and the regular people who use that service, you know?
Well, I mean, to be honest, eBay has been, a lot of people don't like actually using eBay that much these days because of just how much, you know, how much like they take out of your sales and stuff like that. And then also not to mention eBay is like filled with a bunch of like, you know, like Chinese knockoffs and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
So it's just like Amazon, where in other words, you'll have a bunch of different people, like, you know, supposed sellers selling all the same items, and they're all like shipped in from China. So I don't know. Again, I don't know what. And I mean, I mean, the thing that confuses me about it is, and a lot of people have been saying, like, how is it that GameStop has all this money all of a sudden? And is eBay just doing that horribly this day that it's just like, okay, GameStop, lowest common denominator, could just snatch them up?
Yeah, I don't understand it, but yeah, because it's like we were literally years ago talking about how GameStop was about to close, and then the stonk stuff happened. It artificially inflated them, and they're still around. And now apparently they have enough money to buy eBay of all places. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. What do you think about this, Carlos? I don't know if you've been keeping up with, you know, some of this insanity.
Not only the fact that, you know, GameStop is thinking about buying eBay. The thing here with GameStop is, even with the whole stonk stuff, I don't think their market cap is not anywhere near eBay's. I'm looking at GameStop right now. Their market cap is 11.9 billion, and eBay is 46.21 billion. So I don't know how they're going to acquire the money. Maybe they're planning on getting, you know, the Wall Street Bets folks to raise up the price or something. I have no clue. Or in reality, they're going to go to the usual suspects. Who's the Iron Bank? Who's going to supply the money? It's like, hey, we need a loan. We need to buy something up. We don't have the money. Same thing with, was it a Paramount?
Yeah.
When they bought Warner Brothers.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I know where you're going with this.
They didn't have the money for it. They needed, I think, at least half of the money put in from the Jagons. So, yeah. That's possibly one way that I would see this happening. How this would affect GameStop's, the only way I can see it affected, and like we've talked about GameStop, it's kind of crumbling down. It's been crumbling down. The only thing keeping it up is the stock speculation.
Yeah.
And one thing that I feel like what could happen is they could make all the GameStop sort of eBay stores, because eBay is a better brand to sell than GameStop is. So maybe they could do that. But yeah, how they're going to pay for all of that, I'm not sure. Also, I checked and eBay is like 95% owned by those big Vanguard and BlackRock and all those.
Oh, shit.
So most of the stock is owned by them. So that's who they're selling to. It's not like they're buying it from like a large shareholder like Elon Musk. Like they're trying to buy like Tesla or something. Yeah, he owns at least a significant chunk of the stock of the company. But no, eBay is more of an institutional. Is owned by more institutions more than anything. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting
because it seems to me like it would make more sense the other way around, right? eBay buying GameStop, mm-hmm. that makes more sense to me. Because like you just pointed, they have more money at the disposal. Shout out to Jeffrey. He goes, this is probably GameStop's way of getting a big cut of the retro gaming market, which eBay dominates. That's an interesting one. So I looked this up, and this is, you know, an AI answer to take it how you will. I just asked, is GameStop doing well? It said they're doing financially well, but they're doing very poor with customers. So, you know, which, man, you said yourself, you know. So, yeah, very strange stuff, man. Rich, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, let me just start by saying this is a fascinating question and a interesting topic because I didn't know that people still shop at GameStop. I mean, yeah.
I still go there every so often.
Oh, really? Okay, all right. So there are some people that are still shopping there. Okay, all right. So this is what I will say. I know there was a movie that was released a couple of years ago, which got into the stocks. Of course, it was talking about that incident that happened in the past regarding AMC and GameStop. I don't know if they somehow got a little bit of popularity off of that. One thing I will say about GameStop is when they announced the price increases for PlayStation 5, you saw they had advertisements. They were running on their social media accounts telling people, hey, we know about the price increases, so bring your console to us and we'll give you a much bigger discount on PlayStation 5 Pro and Xbox Series X and S. So I'm assuming some people maybe took them up on that offer. This is why they're having some success with as far as the money is concerned. But I don't know how this is going to work out. I think all the stuff that Carlos said, I certainly agree with. But when you talk about the stocks and stuff, I have no idea what to expect. All I know is when I used eBay in the past, it was a lot of people on there selling items at a ridiculous price because they got access to it early. I think we spoke about this before when I believe it was the PlayStation, the anniversary PlayStation 5, with the gray. I think somebody was selling those on there because that was a limited item. People were selling that on eBay at a ridiculous price. So, I mean, but I don't know how any of this stuff is going to pan out. But I think it's very interesting. I will say that much.
I did sell something recently off of eBay, which is pretty lucrative. They take a huge chunk of the sale. They got to always take the money.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because, this is the ending of what the AI overview said. It said, eBay is doing well, but it is doing well by squeezing more revenue out of its sellers through advertising fees rather than through explosive growth in new users. So, yeah, like what you guys said, it lines up with that. You know, they're just sucking the money out of everybody who's trying to use their service.
They do nefarious stuff with that. I mean, with me, like when I posted the thing for sale, it says, hey, do you want to pay up even more for it to get a larger engagement?
Wow. So
it's like, we'll highlight your item, but we'll take a bigger cut. It's like, that's crazy.
That's insane, man. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, as for the main part of the question, I don't know how to answer that. Like, how is it going to affect gamers? Maybe they'll have more access to retro games, but I don't really think it'll affect anything, you know?
Yeah, and I honestly don't know, as far as the retro market, how they'll integrate that. Because I feel like eBay is more of the well-oiled machine as compared to GameStop. I don't see how GameStop is sort of going to capitalize on the GameStop owners and, you know, the CEO. The CEO is the one that proposed this. So maybe they want that, but I think for GameStop, it's more of like, hey, we're eBay as well. So, you know, we'll sell different stuff as opposed to just, you know, the video game. I don't know. I don't see eBay change because of this.
I mean, and again, obviously we'll have to see if this thing even goes through, but it's it's one of these things where like you didn't have that on your bingo card. Oh, right, perfect timing. Chris, how you doing, man? We're answering the first question. You're the guy I really wanted to get your thoughts on. Even I thought we had some good thoughts already. It's about GameStop trying to buy eBay. The question is, how will that affect gamers? And then obviously give your thoughts on why is this happening? How does this affect both companies? All that stuff.
I'm surprised GameStop has, like,
yeah, that's what I said.
Other than that, like that, I don't see that going well because they're two very different, ventures. So eBay is just an auction market, you know, and GameStop, what do they hope to leverage by buying eBay? So where's the, anytime a company makes an acquisition, so what's eBay's revenue stream? Just on top of auction. So is GameStop looking to leverage auction fees? Are they looking to refocus eBay, realign it to just games? This is very puzzling. This is the first I'm hearing of this. So I'm trying to put my thoughts together and think, like, what will happen. The worst case scenario is, like, stuff GameStop has purchased that has not gone well for those companies. ThinkGeek doesn't exist anymore. Remember GameStop purchased?
Yeah, that? I remember. Yep.
They're not around. Poor one out for ThinkGeek. I like their stuff. GameStop thought they were going to get into online sales with, appealing to gamers and pop culture like that. That did not go well for them. I think them purchasing eBay is a disaster. First of all, they can't even get their own ship right. I honestly don't know how they're hanging on other than selling licensed merchandise well outside of games. Like them calling themselves GameStop, and I kind of wish they would divest and fracture back in Electronic Boutique and all that software, etc. I wish those guys were Funko Land. But them buying eBay, that is a puzzling move. I'm surprised. I agree with Manny. I don't know how they have capital to even make that purchase. And the fact that eBay is looking to sell is interesting. It means that their revenue is not that good from auctions. And maybe it's because people are either holding on to stuff or selling lower cost items. Who knows? Who knows what it is? I just think them getting into that venture is kind of insane. I really can't wrap my head around why they would. And even if they realigned it, they would ruin it anyway. If they changed eBay to just be like, this is just a GameStop marketplace and you can trade games, but who the hell would you? It would lose its purpose.
That's my main question. I'm like, eBay, you know, has been doing its thing for decades now, even though obviously there are some problems with it. Generally speaking, it does what it does well. So this makes no fucking sense to me. You know, and Carlos, you kind of said it, but I'll just say it even more directly. Are the fucking Saudis funding this shit? You know, where's this money coming from? You know, because like, and Chris, you missed it. Carlos broke down numbers. It makes more sense for eBay to buy GameStop, not the other way around. You know?
Yeah, I 100. How does GameStop have the capital? Unless, like you said, maybe there's Saudi money.
They get their brother. Hands let's buy the eBay, brother. You know, man. But, you know, again,
play with dragons.
Yeah. So basically, again, what's happening now is that it was, you know, it was a rumor that was spreading. But now tonight they confirmed it. Yes, GameStop is indeed interested in buying eBay, which is fucking insane. You know, so we'll have to see. But, yeah, I think there's some jag-on chicanery going on in behind the scenes, you know, some oil. Oh, man. All right. Moving on. Oh, this one's interesting. Another one from Mr. Lego Bro. Are you guys interested in the Dark Souls trilogy remake that was just leaked? I didn't know about this leak. But Chris, I'm going to go to you since you're, you know, our other resident Dark Souls guy. Would you be interested in this remake trilogy?
I mean, I'd play it. I just don't think, we've had this discussion before where I doubted Dead Space. I doubted Resident Evil 4. Those luckily turned out well, but I thought like those games were great. Don't touch them. Right? Yeah. Now, is this From Software doing this? I don't know. I don't know this leak.
This is the first time I'm even hearing about this this rumor.
Yeah.
We know. And we definitely know it's not Blue Point.
You know?
Oh, if it's From Software, then yeah, it will be quality, but I just don't think, you know? I mean, they've made a lot of advances, like the first game, in terms of everything they rolled into Elden Ring, everything figured out in there, all those mechanics. So I could see them wanting to kind of roll that into it, but I would think either people, I would much more appreciate a fourth game, or I think everybody can kind of agree on this one. I would appreciate a second Bloodborne game. But yeah. We're not getting that because that's Sony. Owns that, so that they are hesitant to do that for some reason. And honestly, I would think either you continue Elden Ring, or you, if you want to go back to Dark Souls, your fourth game. But a remake, I'm just kind of befuddled. But it's not like I wouldn't play it. If it's coming from Software, I definitely would play it. I would enjoy playing those games again. But I just don't see the logic.
Yeah, like I could be wrong, but aren't all these games already accessible on modern consoles?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So
you remastered the first game, so you could play all three.
Yeah. So, you know, if this is true, it sounds like just a cash grab. Because remember, we are in the generation of remakes. But am I interested in it? No, I'm good. You know, again, if I want to play them, they're available. You know, and I didn't play one and two. I did play three, and we had fun playing three. But I'm good. You know. What about you, Carlos?
Yeah, like you guys have mentioned it, we can play those games right now, and they're not dated. You know, the main reason to remake a game obviously is money, but you know, the real reason why they should be remade is because you want to reimagine or enhance what the limitations of the previous installment has. And Dark Souls is still pretty playable. I understand why Demon Souls maybe was remade, but even that probably didn't need it. I am not. I'm not a fan of this. If it is true, especially if From Software is doing it, I mean, From Software is on a roll. They should keep making new games. You know, like Chris mentioned, maybe do Bloodborne 2. People are asking for it. If you announce Bloodborne 2, the whole world would seize. Everyone will go crazy. it's the game other than Grand Theft Auto 6. That's the game that would you know drive the masses. People will go crazy. So yeah, I think they should just focus on, you know, doing new stuff. Do remakes, you know, at the latter half of the PlayStation 6 when, you know, we've had more time after these games, we actually miss them.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think, Rich?
Well, Tony, my answer isn't no. It is absolutely not. No, I absolutely would not play this. And it's not because I wouldn't want to check it out. I mean, I do have this thing called the backlog, and I think that there was plenty of other games I would like to spend time with as opposed to going to check this out. But we'll see what happens. But I know you guys want Bloodborne 2. I don't know if that's going to happen, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, you know, there is something for those that want to play the Bloodborne games. There's an Xbox 360.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the leak, I guess, and the remake possibility.
I mean, it's a weird one. I feel like it's not like those games aren't readily available already. You know, you could play them on any, you know, you could play them on a 4 or, you know, or 5, you know, even on the Xbox. So I feel like the Demon's Souls Remastered one is a lot more meaningful because of the fact that it was locked to PlayStation 3. Exactly. And they never made that game on any other console but the 3. So I feel like that one works because it's like, okay, it hasn't been available and, you know, it wasn't ported to anything else. So I think that one worked out. But yeah, just going back and doing Demon's Souls again, I don't know. I feel like, you know, Dark Souls again, I feel like they should continue to do what they do, continue to make new IPs like they did, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. By the way, gotta go. Go ahead.
In that year's time, they've had like, was it 3 new IPs, right? They did
Elden Ring, and then what's the name of that fucking Dusk Bloods?
Dusk Bloods, and then there's that VR. There was a VR game they had put out, so they have quite a bit of you know, just new titles. So it's like, why not? Just, you know, keep putting out new things.
I agree with that. Also, going back to the first question, you know that meme of the Grim Reaper going door to door killing people, and he's knocking on one last door? I know you guys have seen this meme. Anyways.
And there's like blood. Coming out of the doors. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this one is with GameStop, the Grim Reaper's GameStop. So here's the one that it's already killed. Funko Land, Babbage's, Think Geek, and now it's knocking on eBay's door. Oh, man. That shit is crazy. All right. Moving on. And unless we get any more questions, this will be the last question of the night. We didn't get a lot today. Matt Wheaton, by the way, Matt, apologies because you did ask two questions, but I don't feel like dealing with controversy tonight, so I'm not going to answer that other one. Apologies to you for that, but we're just not going to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. All right, but your other question is kind of interesting. Mr. Coel also asked this question, a similar question, a couple weeks ago, but we didn't get around to answering it because he asked like 50,000 questions, probably because he was drunk. Doesn't realize, you know, it's like keeping it two. And maybe if you seek a third one in there, we may get somebody to sponsor it, but don't ask seven questions, bro. All right. Then it's going to be just pick and choose, you know? Okay. Seeing as Pragmata is selling like gangbusters right now, and it's my personal game of the year, do you think we'll see more high concept science fiction back in video games? I, for one, am and hoping for stuff like that. I want to see stuff like Xenogears and Mass Effect. I mean, we can't say because, let's just say for the sake of argument that Pragmata causes game developers to be like, hey, let's make high concept sci-fi. You're not going to see those games for another 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the problem. But it'll be nice if we get more like sci-fi games in general. You know, it feels like... And it could just be my perception. It just feels like fantasy has been the thing dominating everything in video games. So it would be nice to get more sci-fi games. But there's still sci-fi games out there. It's not to say there isn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Tsaros is technically a sci-fi game too. You know, and...
Control is a sci-fi game.
That's a sci...
It's weird. No.
Yeah, it's like...
Because it deals with alternate dimensions and shit. But, you know.
I see why you would say that. And I'm not 100% disagreeing, but I also wouldn't classify it as classic sci-fi, if you know what I mean. But yet, yeah, they do use technology to science fictional technology to do this stuff. But it's not a sci-fi story per se, you know. But it's adjacent. Definitely also could be fantasy, right? You know, why not both? You know. By the way, I forgot that meme came from a fucking science. Taco Bell commercial. You know, por qué no dos? You know, the little girl. It's just become the meme, you know? But yeah, I mean, it would be nice if we get more sci-fi, like in the vein of Mass Effect and stuff. I know we're going to, I mean, who the fuck knows about this game, but that Naughty Dog game is technically science fiction, right? And we have Cyberpunk. That's a big one, you know?
That's sci-fi.
That is extremely sci-fi. So yeah, there's still sci-fi, high concept ones. I don't know if I would call Pragmata high concept sci-fi.
I mean, yeah, Pragmata is not like, you know, it definitely takes on a lot of very familiar topics.
Yeah.
You know, within sci-fi.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the whole AI stuff, you know.
Obviously the current thing with AI and also AI in general, you know, the question of what is a human. These are, you know, like Ghost in the Shell was doing this stuff. There's plenty of other things that have... You know, we're doing this, you know, friggin' Metropolis was asking these questions too years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. But like, but yeah, again, if this does cause a trend, we're not going to see that trend for another 4 years, you know?
But who knows? Yeah. Who knows what, because wasn't there more rumors about Capcom?
Was there?
Yeah, wasn't there some they said there was like something that said there's some sort of game that they haven't announced or like that was rolling around.
Be interesting.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Like I said, since we only had three questions, I'll go around the room. Everybody's participating tonight.
Participation.
Yeah, Chris, what are your thoughts on this, man? Chris, are you around, sir?
Oh yeah. Sorry, I was reading. I was digging into question number one. I was hoping.
Excuse me.
Circle back.
If you want to, we could circle back to it. Extend the time a little, you know. This one's about high. Yeah, go ahead.
High concept.
Don't think so. In my opinion, yeah,
I would think like Cyberpunk or something.
Yeah.
Or some game like Syndicate. I don't know. I'm going to say no. I don't think they're back. I just don't. I think sci-fi, right, has to aim for center. You have to. If it's too high concept, nobody's gonna buy it. Like normal gamers, normally, if you start talking over, you're gonna lose. You're not gonna get people invested. So I think that sci-fi has to be approachable, and I think Pragmata does that, especially with the relationship with like kind of the father Or, you know, simple concepts. People get into Star Wars, right? Because it's basically like space magic, right? How's hyperdrive work? I don't know. Just go.
Man, yeah, that's not even, I mean, that's barely sci-fi, let's just be honest. Right?
Yeah, it's just out in space, but it's not really sci-fi. Yeah. And then Star Trek is very approachable. Everything has some kind of explanation, technobabble or something. They just make it, the warp drive's down. What do we do? Just throw crystals in there.
You go dilithium crystals.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. So, you know, it's all approachable. So I don't know, you know, I don't really know what counts as a concept. I definitely would like an example, like
Me too.
System Shock count would count
because I don't even count Mass Effect as high concept because that's in the vein of Star Trek, very approachable science fiction. You know?
Yeah, yeah. You have very clear factions. You have very clear delineations of what's happening. Like, you know, and you have a clear goal. Like, I don't think Mass Effect is a really interesting concept, right? Space exploration and war is like very simple.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one to handle.
Ironically enough, they would have introduced a high concept, but they ditched it. Basically, that the actual Mass Effect was destroying the universe, which ironically is a episode of Star Trek as well. Warp drive destroying the universe, you know? But they ditched that. That's not even a core concept. And like you said, AI, that's been a thing since day one, since Metropolis, you know? But yeah, I don't know about that one. Rich, what do you say? Are sci-fi games back?
Yes, I would say absolutely sci-fi games are back. I don't know about that word high concept. that might be a trick word that was thrown in with the question. But no. Sci-fi games are back. I mean, I just saw an article the other day that the chief operating officer at Capcom has said that Pragmata is a new franchise.
Yeah.
So that it tells me they intend to make more games. Of course, we have, I believe, that Expanse game that you're looking forward to, Tony.
We'll see about that fucking game. You heard about that, right? Because I was interested. Then I heard they use AI for. Then I heard they use AI for the concept. I'm like, okay. I'm good. Interest lost. Uh-oh. I'm good.
I didn't hear that part. Oh, well, that's not good.
Yeah. And that's not a rumor either, Rich. Like, developers have to come out and say, like, explain, like, no, guys, there's no way I in the game. It was only in the concept stage. No, I don't care. You shouldn't have used that stuff. I'm good.
Oh, well, that's not good. I do say, though, I think sci-fi is, there's going to be definitely more sci-fi games. We do have this Exodus game that Matthew McConaughey was involved in. I hear that Carlos is looking forward to that game.
Matthew McConaughey.
And I also heard, we'll hear more about that game soon, I'm sure. And there's another game that Chris is looking forward to. That is the new Mass Effect, because I know he has a lot of faith that BioWare is going to knock it at the ballpark with the new Mass Effect game. So, yeah.
Let's forget about Veilguard, guys. We're starting over. Yeah,
Andromeda was not as bad as you remember. Oh, man. What about you, Carlos? Is sci-fi back?
I mean, it might be back, but not because of Pragmata. In order for Pragmata to influence the industry in the way that I think the question wants it to, or is asking about, it needs to sell like crazy.
Yeah.
It needs to sell like 10 million. I don't think we've gotten to that point. I'm pretty sure we've only gotten, 1 million in like the first day or two?
Something like that, so, I believe, yeah.
So we'll see how well it sells in the future. But no, in order for you to move the industry or in order for you to get a whole bunch of clones, copycats, you need to sell like really, really good, like 10 million at least.
Well, hold on a second. Let me ask Carlos a question then. Since we're talking about sales, and since I know that both you and Tony have played this game, is there any sci-fi elements in Crimson Desert? Because that's the game of the generation, right?
they do have mechs, you know, but I wouldn't call it a sci-fi game or a high concept.
Yeah, that is a phenomenal question. It's definitely not sci-fi. I mean, it has sci-fi elements. It's sci-fi-ish, but to me, it's more of like a fantasy game more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris, you said you wanted to go back to the first question.
Yeah. I asked Grok about the GameStop merch.
Yeah.
And what the logic was behind it, because I'm like, this inverted. And it came back and said, yeah, because GameStop only has a $12 billion market cap and eBay has a $46 billion market cap. So this is an unusual merger and acquisition proposal. And then I was like, okay, so this seems inverted. So I was like, how much liquidity does GameStop have? And it says it only has approximately $9 billion, right? So I'm like, okay, so they want to acquire eBay for $50. So where's the rest of this money coming from? And so it broke down that, so if you throw in the $9 billion, if you throw in debt finance, which TD Bank offered $20 billion in debt finance, equity from their stock, super volatile, so I don't know how that works. And then additional potential backers, and it mentioned Middle Eastern sovereign wealth funds.
Which here we go.
I think that's basically right. No, that yeah. I'm going to just say that. So that's their where it's coming from. Like, I'm surprised TD Bank would even offer up double their cash value in debt funds. That's insane. Then the other majority of the money would have to come from them buying into them accepting a 50 cash from GameStop shares, and then the rest, like, what is that, $25-30 billion, would have to come from this.
Fuck. I mean, that's the only place it could come from. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So this deal makes sense. It's debt funding. It's basically relies on the Saudis or other wealthy nations to come through and fund it. And then the statement from the CEO of GameStop is absolutely astounding. He wants eBay to become an Amazon competitor.
What?
Yeah, no, that's what he said.
Okay.
I'm just like, I don't even know how that works.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with the meme. They're gonna kill eBay by doing this shit.
Yeah.
It's gonna, if they try to make it like Amazon, it's fucking done, you know?
Oh,
ridiculous.
That's why I wanted to go back, because I was right. I was like, the money's got to be coming from the Saudis. Like, there's no way. And then the breakdown from Grok here with equity and debt financing, and then potential backers from either the Saudis Public Investment Fund or Middle Eastern Sovereign Wealth Funds. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We called it right here on Throwdown. Watch tomorrow. It'll be official, you know? Fuck. All right, man. Let's start wrapping it up here. By the way, completely. Wait. Oh, what's up, Rich?
Wait, hold on a second. I was just going to say, I got a call from RBJ. There was a question that he said he wanted you guys to answer.
Oh, we will be happy to answer it.
Okay. A very simple question. What do you guys think of the recently announced Marvel Tokon characters, and who else do you want to see in the game?
Ooh, that tell RBJ that is a phenomenal question, you know? So yes, for you guys who didn't see, Evo Japan happened during the weekend. I didn't get to see who won Street Fighter VI because I was fucking, it was happening at 3 a.m. I think it was Punk the Guy, but I could be wrong. But I did see Nee lost the Tekken tournament. But anyway, but before the Tekken tournament, they had a little bit of a showcase for Marvel Tokon, a new trailer. And we got to see two new characters, people. One of them is somebody a lot of people have been expecting, the Incredible Hulk. This one, I'll call him Savage Hulk in a way, because they changed his origin around a little bit. Like, instead of exiling him to another planet, they exiled him to the Savage Land. That's why he's wearing all that bone stuff, you know. But you can kind of consider him the World Breaker Hulk. Like, he does a lot of those crazy moves. And then the other one, this is the more controversial pick, was Black Panther's in the game. Yay. But it ain't T'Challa. It's Shuri. So kind of sucks. A lot of people are very upset about that. But, you know, to be fair, I will at least say that at least keeping the roster interesting. And to add to that, if you saw the trailer, there was a little bit of a glitch in at the end of it. People paused the glitch, and there's some hidden clues there. One of them is that, and even before the glitch happens, if you see the title screen, for some reason, Spider-Man's spider sense is going off. That we've seen that same image before, but you don't see the little spider sense go off. Anyway, the glitch happens, the screen goes green, Spider-Man's face, it looks like somebody clawed it out. And then on the side is written 361 over and over and over again. Some astute people pointed out that That scratched up face must have been from somebody who really doesn't like Spider-Man. So there's potentially two people. Or it could be both. Green Goblin, right? And the 361 is for Carnage because he first appeared, made his full appearance. It's Amazing Spider-Man number 361. So I think that's a good bet, especially if Marvel Tokon goes in the same path of let's do something weird, because the Venom is the expected guy, right? But how about they say, fuck it, you get Carnage instead, you know? So that'll be interesting. I don't know how many more roster characters there would be after that, because I think it's 18 altogether. But yeah, I think Carnage is a good bet. But my question is, will both of those guys be on the Doom, the Doctor Doom team? Because he doesn't have a team yet, and we need a team of villains. I heard another rumor saying that it could possibly be Dr. Octopus, another one. But I'm like, wait, is Dr. Doom going to hang out with three Spider-Man villains? That would be kind of weird. It would make more sense if there's if they throw another Spider-Man villain, you get a core team of Spider-Man villains, and then you have three other evil villains with Dr. Doom. Because right now, we have way too many heroes. We need more villains to balance things out. But yeah, that's those are the rumors going around right now. As to who I want, if anything's up in the air now, and I don't fucking know. I know I'll answer for Reggie though. Get Gambit and Cyclops in there. You know, although I think they have enough X-Men at the moment, even though it's only Storm and Wolverine. Although I heard rumor. The other two, quote-unquote, X-Men, or not X-Men at all, but they are mutants, Magneto and the Scarlet Witch. That would be interesting. They could potentially be villains, right? You know, so that'd be something. But yeah.
Would it be?
What's up, bro?
Do you think, so if they did Scarlet Witch, would they kind of base her off the MCU Scarlet Witch, or would they try to do something really different?
They've been making them all look sort of different than their any versions of.
But at the same time, it's very obvious the MCU is the base, and then they do something cool with it. You know what I mean? Because like, why Star-Lord in the fucking game? You know, like, and I get it. Because he's a popular character, but I'm like, that character is never anything in the comics. You know. He just got popular after the fact. But yeah, what other Marvel characters do you guys want to see in this game?
Cyclops.
There you go. Yes.
Yes.
I feel like it's got to be a bunch of villains that go into that thing. And I feel like Magneto, not because he is a general like X-Men villain. So I feel like there's at least one villain that's going to be represented in that group of, was it five they have, right?
Four per team.
So I would say like, but then it would also make the villains seem pretty damn strong too, because you have Magneto in there. But I see a Magneto in there. I see maybe like an Avengers villain, maybe like Zemo, you know.
Since
we're also sort of keeping in the MCU, because a lot of those characters are all have been adapted into other things. So we'll see Magneto, Zemo, and then the last one would be, I don't want to say Dormammu.
I know who you could throw in, even though you don't like him.
Who?
Kang.
Yeah, you could put Kang.
Yeah, but at the same time, do they want to do that because of the controversy with Jonathan Majors?
Well, if they're not going to make it look like Jonathan Majors, they're going to make it look like Kang.
Yeah. No. Jeff, you crazy. Manny, he says maybe the hate monger.
No, he's not top of the food chain enough.
Yeah, unless he takes off the hood. You know, you remember who the original hate monger was, right? Mm-hmm. They wouldn't dare do that. Chris, you know who I'm talking about. You know, little man with the funny mustache from Germany.
Yeah, a certain frustrated artist.
Manny, here's one for you, and then Chris, you go next. Fool Killer.
Was Fool Killer a bad guy?
I don't know. He was. I mean, he was killing people that he thought were fools. So, yeah,
all right.
Yeah, Chris, what do you say, Ben?
I was thinking, like, throw Punisher.
Oh, it'd be good.
I mean, that could be in that Ghost Rider group.
Yeah, I can see. It doesn't. By the way, we don't have to stick to just villains. We can throw whoever we want in here.
Because if you look at the board of all the characters that have Arc System Works has a board of all the characters they announced, and then there's two sections, which one is led by has Dr. Doom, and then I think four empty spaces, right?
Three for him.
Three empty spaces.
Yeah,
and then Ghost Rider. You know, or Ghost Driver, as I like to call
him. Yes.
He has at least the extra spaces too. So they all seem to, all of the different groupings seem to have themes. Like, you know, you have your X-Men theme. The Spider-Man Star-Lord one, it doesn't make any sense to me, but it's there.
Yeah.
Well, anything goes. They threw, isn't like Penny Parker
game? Yeah.
Yeah, Penny Parker's in the Spider group with Miss Marvel.
So you could go nuts. Like, I would throw Blade in the Ghost Rider.
Yeah, man. The Sons of Vengeance. What was the name of that team?
Midnight Suns.
Midnight Suns. Yeah.
You could theoretically do like monster or spiritual sort of characters. You could do Blade. You could maybe do a Doctor Strange, and then another one. I don't know who the last would be. Moon Knight. Again, keeping with the MCU adjacent, adapted characters.
I'm trying to find an image of the roster, but it's all fake rosters people are making it's up here.
If you go onto Tokon's thing, they have the full roster, and then they have the ones that are missing. You know, they have like squares missing.
What's Marvel Tokon's thing?
It should be Marvel Tokon.
No, like their Twitter, their website. Like, what's the thing?
Yeah, you go to their Twitter. In fact, I can even throw you the link to that thing on the Twitter.
Yeah, throw it in our Twitter room so it's easier for me to grab. Okay. Yeah, because I want to look at the roster. Okay, yes, there it is. So there's Doctor Doom, three missing slots, and Ghost Rider, three missing slots. Yeah, I think you're right. Blade could be a good one for a Ghost Rider. Who were the Midnight Suns? Who else was in that?
It was a sort of a revolving door, but it was definitely Blade, Ghost Rider, and I think Werewolf by Night was on it.
Because the one I remember, it had Danny Ketch, Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze, but he was all looked like a biker dude or whatever. Okay, so here's the other team. Yeah, you're right. The X-Men, it's called the Unbreakable X-Men. It's Storm, Magic, Wolverine, and Danger. The Danger Room for you old guys. The Amazing Guardians, which is Spider-Man, Kamala Khan, Star-Lord, and Penny Parker. And then the Fighting Avengers, which is Captain America, Iron Man, Shuri, and Hulk.
Okay, so the Midnight Suns here is Elsa Bloodstone.
Ooh.
They wouldn't put her in, but yeah, it's Elsa Bloodstone.
I would like her in there. That'd be cool.
Doctor Strange, Blade, Moon Knight, and Blaze, you know, because it was what's his face with his without his
what, Johnny with, Blaze?
Yeah, Johnny Blaze without the Ghost Rider, yeah. Jeffrey says Hannibal King. I'm not familiar with that name because I never read Midnight Suns.
No, Hannibal King, he's a vampire.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But I think, what's his name, Dr. Vampire?
Yeah, Brother Voodoo.
That's right, yeah, Brother Voodoo, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, he was in one other, yeah. Now he's Dr. Voodoo, but yeah.
His brother of course Voodoo. He is, yeah. He is the best, isn't he the doc, you know, the Supreme or whatever, Dr.
Yeah,
Supreme?
He's the Sorcerer Supreme.
And then also
Morbius was on there.
Morbius! I am a vampire, Blaze!
I am a vampire.
Oh man.
Okay, so Blade, Doctor Strange, Elsa Bloodstone, Brother Voodoo. Wong was also in one version of it.
Maybe you go throw Wong Moon in Knight. His bitch.
I mean,
Moon Knight, then there's another Ghost Rider, Morbius, Living Vampire.
Blade.
Victoria Monster. Then there's this is other creeple. I don't think any of these guys would be
in. Yeah, there. If you don't know them, they're not going to be in the game.
Mordred.
Oh yeah, that'd be interesting.
Hannibal King. They have Hannibal King listed on here. Also, Vengeance, and then also Werewolf by Night.
Werewolf by Night would be cool, but we'll see.
I mean, he also was adapted into a show, so
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
fun, sort of fun.
So yeah, Moon Knight, the Werewolf, and Blade would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, what do you say? Which characters do you want to see?
Well, I saw what you said about the teasers. Yeah, I would love to see Carnage in this game because we haven't seen him in a game in a while. That'd be kind of cool. I also agree with Blade. Yeah, Blade would be cool. Seeing how you have Doctor Doom in the game, I'm a little surprised there's no Fantastic Four characters announced yet. Unless, of course, I know they're going to have some post-launch characters too. I don't know how many post-launch characters they're going to have though, but I would assume maybe we're going to get one Fantastic Four character, especially if you're going to have Carnage in there opposite Spider-Man. I think you're going to have at least some type of Fantastic Four stuff in there.
I'm going to make a bold prediction, Rich.
Uh-oh. What's that?
You'll get the entire Fantastic Four in one season.
Oh!
I could be dead wrong. I probably am going to be wrong, but that would be cool. You get the entire Fantastic Four in one season. But obviously, since it's a season, they'll have to spread it out. 1 month, you get Reed Richards. The next one, you get Sue Storm. You know, next one, you get Johnny, you know. But yeah. Anyway, Rich, continue.
Oh, no. And I like what you said about the teaser with the green. I mean, I think that can be Green Goblin and Carnage because I don't recall Green being associated with Carnage.
No.
And so I don't know if that's a teaser on two fronts. I think that'd be kind of cool unless it is Doc Ock, which would be fine too. I'm trying to think of some more obscure or less popular characters they can add to this.
The X-Babies.
I don't know.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. Oh, that would be kind of hilarious. Yes, I think Mobius is possible. I know we clowned that movie that Sony released a long time ago. Yeah. Hey, maybe some of the devs like that movie and they'll throw him in here. You know, just because and they'll make that character obviously better than what we saw with the movie.
And then he'll say it's Morbin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's possible. No, it's definitely hard to think about some other characters. I think you guys said a lot of great picks already, but I'm looking forward. I agree 100%. We got to see the villains because as soon as, and like I recall when I played the beta, I'm like, well, yeah, Dr. Doom is in here, but why would I have him team up with the heroes? You know, I need some more villains. So we definitely need to see that next, I would think. That reveal has to be coming maybe over the summer or something.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think they said they're going to have some more stuff at Combo Breaker, which is May 22nd. So we may get some more stuff. Okay. Yeah. Again, because Dr. Doom, looking at that roster, you need some more villains on your side, buddy. You know? And yeah, I agree. It would be cool if Ghost Rider gets a bunch of cool, like, Midnight Suns monsters in there. Yeah, Werewolf by Night would be awesome, you know, some transformation stuff. But we'll have to see, you know. What about you, Carlos? Anybody you want to see in this game?
Yeah, Cyclops is definitely someone that I would want
Optic to Blast.
See in this game. Optic Blast, because, you know, he was one of my main characters in Marvel vs. Capcom.
Hell yeah.
Him, Wolverine, Berserker Barrage, and Venom. I liked Venom in Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't think they'll put him in this game, though, at least not anytime soon. So, you know, realistically, maybe, you know, Cyclops and Daredevil.
I would love Daredevil to be in this game, you know,
because they have the show that they recently brought back. So maybe, you know, they'll make a push for him. We'll see. I like those two.
Yeah. Barry Burton. He pulled out an old quote. And yes, I do remember this quote. Let's see who remembers this quote. Your modern Marvel fan, maybe they don't even remember some of the X-Men characters, but they know the Guardians of the Galaxy or Black Panther. You know what I mean? Yeah, I remember that. I remember that bullshit. Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. Like, oh, maybe people forgot about the X-Men. Maybe, you know, it's all about functions. They're just functions. People don't care about the characters. They care about functions. Yeah, and then your game flopped.
They didn't have fucking Cyclops in the game.
No, they didn't have any X-Men. They didn't have any X-Men in that fucking game, man. None of them. Because it's insane. Because Marvel was being petty, you know, because they didn't own the X-Men at that point. Again, it was so insane. They were like, oh, maybe people forgot about the X-Men. You know what was one of the biggest movies of that year? Logan. People forgot about the X-Men. Fuck out of here. Anyway, Marvel Tokon, give me that shit. Oh, Jeff says, when you think about it, the new Fantastic Four are in the... Yay! Let's go! Hey, Chris, the new Fantastic Four is in the game, bro. Hulk,
yeah, you got
Ghost Rider, Wolverine, and fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, there you go. Man, I remember how hyped I was when that shit happened, man. That team up. I was like 11 when that shit happened. I was hyped as fuck, you know? Like, ah, look at these characters. It was crazy. Hey, man, who drew that? Was it Larson?
Which one?
Like the new Fantastic Four, like in a card or something.
The new Fantastic Four was drawn by Arthur Adams.
Oh, did he do the issue? Because I remember the art.
He was drawing those issues.
Oh, so shit.
he was drawing that era of Fantastic.
Because I remember the trading card, and he did the art for that as well. I think it was series one, right? Cards, yeah.
He drew that series. It was with the the female thing with the helmet on.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Man, that was wild. Art Adams. By the way, congratulations, Jeffrey. He finally found. It's been by eBay. We're wrapping it all around, and finally, we're combining our first story with the last story. He was able to find a copy of the Asgard Wars, on eBay. So that's Guardian Wars. Remember Asgardian Wars? That was awesome. You know, I don't know what the hell I ever had. Actually, I don't think I owned that trade paperback. I think I borrowed that from like Evil Chris, you know, but that was a good one. Art Adams did do all the art in it, though. But yeah, that was a good one. Asgardian Wars was awesome.
That's the one where Storm, Storm and Thor.
Yeah, she's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
It was good stuff. All right, now let's start wrapping up. Shout out to RBJ for extending the show there. Art Adams, man, for life. Rich, what's coming up on the Coalition this week?
Yeah, so I've been playing a couple of games that I can't talk about quite yet, but stay tuned for that coverage. And I'm finishing up a review of Invincible Versus. That should be out either Monday or Tuesday, depends on when I finish it, but stay tuned for that. And also, shout out to Mr. Adam Vale, the TV Terminal. Still covering a lot of the shows, so check out the TV Terminal YouTube channel as well as on thecoalition.com.
Yeah. Just one slight correction. TV Terminal is not covering a lot of shows. They're covering every show. Every single show is on television. They're covering it. No stone unturned. Oh, man. And Manny, what's coming up on your end?
Nothing I can really talk about right now, but there's some cool stuff coming that are in the wings, waiting in the wings. But obviously, if I don't watch the basketball, but if you are a Boston Celtics fan, and I think the Boston Celtics are still in the playoffs, but as long as they're in the playoffs, then they're not.
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, okay. It. Well, so I can't advertise the cheer cards. My cheer card did not work, and they did not win the playoffs.
I say, ain't nobody cheering now.
But so what it was is we had a series of artwork cheer cards of all the players that we put out since late last year. So, if you got one, very cool. If you didn't get one, hopefully you'll be able to get one when the season starts up again. So, yep, that was all I had.
There you go. Yes, Kuel, once again, you arrive just as we're wrapping things up. Oh, man, good stuff. Anyway, we are out of here, so make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube, join the Discord. Shout out to the Discord gang, as always. And, of course, you can find us on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight... I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
All right. We shall return on Thursday. Later.
Laters.